Getting college students to complete their degrees is something SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpher talks a lot about, like at a New York State Assembly committee hearing late last year.
Because we know that helping students finish on time or early is one of the surest ways to diminish student debt. In this case, time is money.
The thinking goes the sooner students finish school, the less money they'll spend. And if they get a degree and a better job, they can pay their loans. One strategy to turn more students into graduates is to use sophisticated software programs, so-called ed tech. And SUNY campuses are investing millions in these programs. Brett Jaspers has more.
Dan White of Apalachin is a freshman at SUNY Broome near Binghamton. At first, he thought about attending the University of Buffalo, but decided to live at home, save money, and work at a local Subway sandwich shop.
And would you like your receipt?
No, thank you.
All right, then you have a nice one.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Dan admits he thought college would be like a harder version of high school, but it was definitely tougher than that.
It's just kind of new for me, you know, trying to figure out how to study and all that, you know. Then all of a sudden, in one of my classes, you know, I get an email, and it's just like, hey, you're doing a really good job.
He got an email from a professor through a software program called Starfish. SUNY Broome uses Starfish to keep students on track. Professors can send kudos to students, like Dan's did, and they can also send flags.
You know, you're doing good, but hey, you're missing this assignment and that assignment. You know, just try to put that in. And I was like, okay, yeah, no problem. And that would really focus me again.
Do you think you would have done it without that reminder?
Probably not with the grades I got. I probably would have got a lot lower grades.
So it made a difference to Dan's grades, and you can imagine another student just ignoring that message. But nudges like that can make a difference if a student is at risk for dropping out.
On my homepage, I can see of our student population what students are doing well, what students are struggling, and what students are really struggling.
Heather Darrow works at SUNY Broome. All those kudos and flags professors send to students also get sent to academic coaches like her. That's the benefit of Starfish. Students, professors, and support staff all know what's up with a student's progress, with an eye towards staying in school. Darrow says when she was in college, she almost dropped out, and it wasn't about money or because the classes were too hard.
When I was in college, I had very similar things happen to me. I had deaths in the family. I had, you know, catastrophic things happen to me in life that had nothing to do with school, but really could have deterred me entirely.
She persisted, she says, because caring faculty paid attention to her. A program like Starfish is meant to make that simpler.
Hi, nice to meet you. Just put lotion on. Sorry about
That's
that.
Okay.
After shaking hands in her office at SUNY Broome, Professor Stephanie Malmberg says she has a love-hate relationship with Starfish because students might not get the full picture.
And so they might be walking through thinking, oh, I'm doing really well, but it's only my class they're receiving feedback in, and there's a potential to be bombing two of four other classes. It's just what an instructor chooses to put in and which instructors choose to put in.
And not all instructors even use the program. Darrow says it's about half. SUNY Broome started using Starfish early last year. It's new, so it's hard to know yet if it's making a big dent. But SUNY is committed. SUNY buys Starfish and other software from the firm Hobson's. Altogether, schools in the system will pay Hobson's up to about $9 million over 5 years. The firm says 17 public colleges in New York use the program, and most of those are community colleges. And SUNY may be responding to a national trend of falling college enrollment. With fewer students coming in the door, keeping the ones you have becomes more important. In that case, SUNY as a system might be feeling a lot like freshman Dan White.
I guess Starfish was like a wake-up call, just like, hey, you know, this is college, you know, get on the train or else you're left behind, you know.
SUNY hopes its EdTech train will keep more students like Dan on track. In Binghamton, I'm Brett Jaspers for WRVO News.